When Brattleboro Hospice started 40 years ago, the subject of death was still taboo. People didn't like to talk about it, and most conversations happened in hospitals. But a group of mostly volunteers has helped the organization to thrive and change as our attitudes around death shift. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at the state's first volunteer hospice group in Brattleboro.
Brattleboro Area Hospice started 40 years ago, and a call went out for any current or past volunteers to come out to mark the occasion. About 100 people are here, and as someone rings a Tibetan gong, people put down their food and meet in a circle. Patty Dunn works for Brattleboro Area Hospice and says the gathering recognizes all of the people who sat by a bedside, worked in the office, or helped families after the death of a loved one.
All of the volunteers and employees and staff people who have helped evolve Brattleboro Area Hospice for 40 years have contributed to what we are today. And there are so many people who have lent their hands and hearts to bring light to our community.
Brattleboro Area Hospice is the oldest volunteer hospice care group in Vermont. It's grown from about 20 people to more than 125 volunteers who sit by the bedside of a dying person. Another 200 or so people volunteer in the office or at the group's thrift store in Brattleboro and with other various support groups. But back in 1979, when Brattleboro Area Hospice was formed, hospice care was much less accepted around New England.
Even thinking and talking about death was a little bit taboo at that time.
Larry Crockett helped launch Brattleboro Area Hospice. He says he began to notice a change in attitudes in the early 1980s when the federal government decided hospice work could be covered by Medicare. But that didn't change the group's work in Brattleboro. Crockett says accepting Medicare would have meant charging people for the service, and he says the group didn't want to jump through all the hoops that would have come with that.
You had to follow the rules that Medicare provided for hospice care, and I think that we didn't want to have to be subject to somebody else's decisions about how to do what we were doing.
So the Brattleboro group decided to remain a volunteer organization, with a focus on what it calls the emotional, physical, and spiritual needs for people who are dying and helping family members cope. 7 years ago, that was what Judy Van Wageningen needed. Her 30-year-old son died in a fall. She now helps lead a group for other parents who lost a young adult child.
The group becomes, over the months and years, kind of like a home base. It has helped us to survive. It's been really meaningful. At a time when I didn't think there was much left of meaning in our world.
Over the 40 years, the group has expanded its services to include advanced care planning and bedside singing.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
Ben Hutchins is dying of lung cancer, and his brother Tom and sister-in-law Beverly are gathered near his bed. It's getting harder for Ben to make it out to church, and Beverly Hutchins says she asked the Hallowell Singers to perform gospel tunes today. She says the music has been something to look forward to for everyone, not just for her brother-in-law.
Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly, fly away.
It's peaceful for him, and I think they do a lot for people to boost their the way they feel. Because Ben was singing along with them, and he was having a good time. He didn't think they heard him, but he was singing with them, and he enjoys them. And I think it's good for the patients.
Hutchins has a visiting nurse who comes by to take care of the medical needs of her brother-in-law. And she didn't quite understand how Brattleboro Area Hospice volunteers fit into that care when she first heard about them. But now she looks forward to the visits.
It does a lot for morale, I think, as far as everything goes, because you've got somebody else you can depend on to help you. Because there are a lot of things you can't depend on in life, but these people here are very dependable.
All hospice volunteers go through an 11-week training. The next training session will be held in March. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.